it well.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The latest job numbers show that the U.S. economy continues to struggle under the weight of the coronavirus pandemic. The number of Americans applying for unemployment rose to 745,000 last week. The White House not taking a military response off the table following a rocket attack on an Iraqi airbase that houses American as well as coalition troops. It's called the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, a police reform bill that cleared the House without any Republican support. Among other things, it would ban chokeholds along with qualified immunity for law enforcement. The bill now heads to the Senate, where its prospects are uncertain. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street, and the benchmark averages starting off the morning mixed. More details at srnnews.com.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift, or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Gosh, we jumped up 8 degrees here in the last hour, so we're well on our way. This is going to be a beautiful Thursday. It's my first day of the week. I've been gone for a little while. But we're already up to 56 degrees on our way to a high of 72, so a nearly perfect Thursday with plenty of sunshine. Mostly clear tonight. Chilly, but not as cold as we were last night. We were in the 30s this morning, but low temperature tonight down to about 43. Tomorrow, on Friday, high temperature up near 70. Clouds will be increasing during the day, but we're dry during the day. Widely scattered showers possible late Friday night in the overnight hours, but the chances are small as this little system brushes by the area and kind of misses us to the south. Then during the day on Saturday and Sunday, lots of sun, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday. We're back in the 70s next week and right now this morning. Mostly clear skies, looking great, and 56 degrees now at 9:04. Good morning.
Good morning, Rich Thomas. How you doing?
I'm good. It's been last time I was at work was last Thursday, so it's been a nice little
Did
time
you
off.
Have a good trip, though?
It was really a nice trip on so many levels. Got to see some family. Got to see, we had a big dinner out with some friends at a beautiful, beautiful restaurant right there on the Intercoastal Waterway, and it was sunset, and it was just, this was St. Augustine.
Nice. So, I've never been there, but I hope to one day.
It's a cool town. And I became a tourist. I did the trolley tour and all that stuff and walked around. And the weather was great and got a little sun on my body. And so it was a nice time. How you doing?
I'm all right. We've got plenty of news today. I'm trying to watch myself because I think I'm being designed to be triggered by the powers that be, the masters of the universe.
Do you think this the governor is going to say yay to opening up?
That's my hope. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Fox has been kind of hinting at that.
Right. Breitbart had an exclusive story yesterday saying Alabama would follow Mississippi and Texas and Louisiana and all these others.
I'm looking to retire my my mask.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah.
So I've been doing the neck gaiter. And when you have a jacket on, it kind of looks like an ascot. I think it plays.
It's stylish, right?
I've had a lot of women hitting on me.
Is that right?
No, that was a lie. That was a lie. I don't go outside.
You got something going on with his... Do you see the hair thing there today?
Yeah,
stylish?
In the video,
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the hair. You look. It looks funny in the video. It looks like you're from the 40s or something.
Oh, cool. That's what I was going for. just make sure not to cut the mustache right here. And
oh, yeah.
I was going for Charlie Chaplin.
He looks like he could be on the vault, which is what we've been calling ourselves in the last half hour.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I know you got a lot of news to get to. Besides the governor, Ivy, I guess that's 11 a.m., is that right?
Yeah, that's coming up. And, we got a full show today.
What time does the riot start in Washington today? Or
The QAnon insurrection?
12:36, I believe.
Is that right?
Actually, they got to follow the breadcrumbs first.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's going to end up where they're actually in, like, the woods, and there's a witch trying to eat them. So, otherwise known as Nancy Pelosi.
All right. I got you. Yeah. Well, here's all the news fit to print.
The Montgomery Advertiser. Bill banning transgender treatments passes Senate. I don't know why it started to sound like FDR.
Yeah. All's well at 10 bells.
Yes.
I, if necessary, will take on full executive authority if the Congress does not choose to act.
I will
man this army of the people. By the way, he wasn't talking about World War II. Look up his first inaugural in the last few paragraphs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it'll make your hair stand on end if Trump or Biden or anybody said something like FDR did.
Hey, this is
crazy, man.
This is the last day. He was the last president that was inaugurated on March the 4th, and that was in 1933.
Oh, wow.
See that? You know what? You know where I learned that? On the timeline this morning.
You're a student of history, I know.
Yep. All right, Chase,
you
ready?
Good to see you back, bud.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Good seeing Chase. He even hopped in my lap. He never does.
He missed everybody.
Yeah. It was dog day here.
Yeah, how did he get along? Did he get along okay?
The first 20 minutes was a little rocky.
Sure, they had to feel each other out.
Yeah, do some sniffing.
But then it got a whole lot better.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Peaceful coexistence.
I wish you could solve all the human problems that way. Like the, North Ireland, or maybe you could have Middle East peace. Okay, everybody, sniff some butts.
That's what I'm saying. Do a little butt sniffing. And
let's see who's the dominant one.
Okay. Oh, that's you. Okay.
Actually, I don't think humans are that different. All right.
This is where I take my leave when we talk about butt sniffing.
We're talking about dogs, folks. Dogs.
See you, Rich.
News and Views begins here, folks, in mere moments.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. We continue to see improvements when it comes to statewide coronavirus hospitalizations. The Alabama Department of Public Health says they've now dropped to 559. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 389,000. More than 14,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. The Lee County community held a candlelight vigil last night to honor the 23 lives lost in the Beauregard tornado 2 years ago. The community also took time to recognize the first responders who were on scene in Lee County. And President Joe Biden will participate in the Bridge Crossing Jubilee in Selma this weekend. Organizers say Biden will appear virtually at the Martin and Coretta King Unity Breakfast Sunday morning. This year's Jubilee will be mostly virtual. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 18th through the 20th. Learn more at SLERodeo.com.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in-store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Here on a Thursday morning. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader. And I have a special shout out to all my Neanderthal friends. You know, if you do some of the DNA testing, you know, give all your genetic material to the government. I mean, to a private corporation, it keeps all that information secret.
Right.
If you give away all that information, they send you back a report about your heritage, right?
Everybody's like a fascinated 23andMe by kind of thing.
Yeah, 23andMe Ancestry does a DNA test now. Yeah, you just swab yourself, not the Chinese way.
Probably.
If you send back a rectal swab to 23andMe, they're going to be very upset. Okay.
You know, Joey, I don't know how many employment jobs you've had where you've had to take a drug test. I've had many, many. I always thought about.
No, but you didn't.
Just dropping one in there. And
wait, so you thought about it?
Yeah, I didn't do it.
You didn't do it. Okay, this is a new trend. It's fine to think about it, even if it's horrifying.
Oh, yeah. I was, again, laughing
at
myself.
But you didn't do it.
Then, oh, of course.
You rose above your demons and your scatological urges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, say you do one of these tests, like 23andMe, Ancestry.com, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They'll send you back, okay, you're from Ireland.
Yes.
Or you're German, or you're maybe Russian, or Eastern European, maybe you hail from the Horn of Africa. I don't know. Maybe you're Indian, Southeast Asia, these sorts of things. Well, occasionally, what will come back? Neanderthal. Truly. I'm not making a joke.
My guess is you could probably watch that person and realize, yeah, they came from Neanderthals.
Well, actually, everybody who's told me they had a slight percentage of Neanderthal, they're big people.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, not dumb people.
No, just big.
And I think the little we know about Neanderthals is they had actually larger brains than us Homo sapiens. And
with that
crazy. Well, and that was actually part of the problem. They needed more food. Mm-hmm. They needed more energy. But there is a theory that there might have been some cross-pollination, so to speak. So some folks have Neanderthal blood in them, though minuscule amounts. And plus, maybe at the end of the day, it's just a big joke. You might as well send in that scatological test to 23andMe.
Oh, yeah. My sister did it. And I remember the results. It didn't really surprise us because we're all a bunch of mutts anyway.
Right.
But, you know, she really felt like it was going to, I don't know, open a door of wisdom to her or something, and come to find out she's just a mutt.
Oh, it's fun. I've seen roommates go down the Ancestry.com rabbit hole, and where you actually piece together the documentation others in your family tree have already done. It's sort of a group, sort of crowdsource effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's great.
That's pretty cool.
You can track pretty far back in that regard, but, you know.
In this day and time, you might not want to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think your ancestors were up to?
Oh, we were mutts then. We were, drinking.
I think most of mine were starving in the cold of the Ukraine.
Yeah, we were German ancestry, so we were cold. We had a little drinking. We all got a belly on us.
I'm just happy my great-grandfather on my mom's side got out of the Ukraine, Poland area before, you know, the Holodomor, before, you know, world wars, all that. Glad he got here.
Glad he came on. Exactly.
I don't know if the rest of the world's happy he did that, but I'm happy about it.
Some people in Montgomery are happy about that.
But why are we bringing up Neanderthal thinking? Well, the other day, I think yesterday, President Joe Biden, is that his name? I forget.
It doesn't even sound right.
I forget. But President Joe Biden was asked, I think he's sitting in the Oval Office. Oh, there's a bust of Jack Kennedy behind him. Well, it looks like a fourth grader made it. Is that paper mache? It's a freaky looking bust. It doesn't have the usual smooth contours.
Well, maybe that was his art project the other day.
Yeah, I don't know.
His arts and crafts.
But Joseph, and in the Oval Office, the man has had his vaccine trial, right? He's had his doses of vaccine.
Yeah, doses of something.
And then they test people like crazy at the White House. We know this from the fact that now if you want to be a That's member right. of the press at one of these Jen Psaki press briefings, you have to get a test and you got to pay for it yourself. And it's like $100-something, one of these rapid tests.
Yep.
So
is
there's
it
plenty
daily
of
you got to do that, or just
anytime you're going to show up.
Oh wow!
To be part of the White House press pool, you got to get a test and you got to pay for it yourself. Now I'm sure a lot of these big corporates can afford a few $100 a day.
Imagine if Trump would have pulled that.
Right. It's kind of like what's in golf playing skins.
Yes.
You know, it's, you know, rich friends.
Oh, yes.
Throwing a few grand around at each other.
Like it ain't nothing.
Right. And that's kind of what's going on with these big corporate press outlets and paying for the test. But anyway, the point is there's plenty of testing going on at the White House grounds.
Okay.
Joe Biden has already been vaccinated.
Yes.
Even though he said there weren't vaccines before he became president. But nonetheless. But he's sitting here behind that freaky-looking bust of JFK, and he's wearing a mask.
Yeah.
No, I do like that tie. That's a smart tie. Mm. You don't like that tie?
Yeah, I'm just not. I'm sorry, but he really bothers me. I have a hard time seeing him as president.
Oh, I hear that.
I'm just not used to it
But
yet.
Wearing a mask and behind the mask, he's going to answer this reporter who asks him, message to Texas and Mississippi.
Oh.
And I suppose what they're talking about is the fact that Texas and Mississippi, I think Louisiana, Florida's already been doing this.
Led the pack, baby.
Gotta love the jacked and tan state of Ron DeSantis. Mm-hmm. Free state of Florida. But Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and there's rumors that Governor Kay Ivey's gonna join the party.
I sure hope
they
so.
All got rid of their mask mandates, all the restrictions. They're opening up. Here's what President Biden had to say.
Texas, I think it's a big mistake. Look. I hope everybody's realized by now, these masks make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, mm-hmm. to get every adult American to get a shot.
Yeah.
And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it.
Neanderthal thinking. You know, Joe, you're symbolic, by the way, because what good is the mask doing him?
Right now, nothing. How many have you got on? A two-mask guy, three-mask guy?
It's a one.
One mask.
It's a one-masker. I think it's because he's in the Oval.
Oh, I got you.
He goes out of the Oval onto the White House grounds at the Rose Garden. He's got two.
Two. Oh.
And then if he travels.
Outside is a two-masker.
Yeah, if he travels, he's got three.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Or right. If he's got a mask guy. All he does is give him the mask.
This is absurd. And I'll just say to everybody, never again are we going to do lockdowns.
I sure hope not, Joey.
Not if I have anything to say about it. Never, ever again. And I'm sorry, your aversion to risk is irrelevant to my, to Eddie, to anybody who cares, liberties.
Yep.
Irrelevant. Illegitimate, not an argument. Especially when your prescriptions don't actually change the nature of the spread of the disease. But it's a symbol of we gotta be together. We gotta do this together. Yeah, I'm over it, Joe. I'm over it. And you know, they think Alabama is a bunch of Neanderthals anyway. They've thought that for years, so bring it on, Governor. Please open up the state. As I said yesterday, if you don't, people are going to... They're already not following the rules,
right.
And they're not going to...
But she will look
forward.
Like such a hero. And imagine what it'll do for business. Like, just say a restaurant goes from 25% today to 100% capacity tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It could be a great thing. 272-9228. 272-9228. Okay, more going on at the border. But it's just a challenge. It's not a crisis. Gotta love the language games. Who do we have here online?
Red Top.
Hey, Red Top. How you doing?
Good morning, man. All the leaves are starting to bud and come out on these trees. It's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And all the dogwoods blooming. What a great spring day. First of all, the concept of a virtual Selma March is one of the dumbest. There's so many dumb things that are being done.
I saw a headline that, okay, it's the 56th or 55th or 56th
anniversary. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I know how curmudgeonly you are in the morning. I'm just trying to get the facts straight, damn it.
I know.
But I saw a headline that said it's the 56th anniversary, but it'll be different than years past, and I didn't click on the headline. So they're doing it virtually.
Yes, and I don't understand how you virtually mark someone. I'm sorry. I can understand the rover on Mars, but virtually marking at the Selma Bridge is really hard for me to
Oh, so is that why I saw those young people buying virtual headsets? All those young men?
I don't know. But see, Joey, one reason why it takes me so much is, see, I've gone through all 56 of these.
That's right.
Hey, buddy, I was here at the first one, and the gang marched right in front of my daddy's grocery store after they left the state capitol.
How old were you when that happened?
The Selma March was 1960. Wait a second. Let's see. Yeah. 65? Hell if I know, damn it. What is 56 minus 20? I was born in 1953.
Damn, you are old.
Yeah. So, you know, just so much, over and over again. Also, I've been listening to a little bit of an interview with Warnock out of Georgia and the HB1 and about all the voting stuff. It's just beyond belief how crippled and poor and unable to get to the polls to cast a vote is for black people. You know, it's just such severe BS.
Well, it seems like if I was a Democrat, I would support Republicans pushing so-called suppression methods because all it seems to do is get out the vote, especially for African Americans.
That's very true, Joe.
Well, it's a great get out the vote effort.
That's a good point you bring out because if you remember, for about a couple months, I did a block lobbyist house here in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And this was between December and January. And he said, you guys are screwing up. He said, the last thing you need to do is group all the black people together because they're all going to vote together and it's going to make a difference. And he was right. So don't group them together or they will group together. And so they are making the biggest effort I've ever seen since the 60s of singling themselves out as a population that has been abused. It's just severe BS, guys.
And by the way, the march was in 65, so you would have been, what, 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I was probably 11 because it was in the march, and my birthday's in December. And last but not least, we ain't got no damn State of the Union.
The QAnon hordes are right at the gates. So
yeah, I know, but you know what? Damn it! We're supposed to have a State of the Union to let the American people know what the hell's going on every year, and I don't think they're gonna have one.
I don't think so either. Or they're gonna get pressured and then come out with that virtual crap.
All he's gotta do is give a speech. You don't have to nobody there, man. He can virtually.
They can, superimpose it. Have, you know how near the end of the Big Lebowski where he's flying over L.A.? Like, flying over the city?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just do Biden that way and have him fly all over the country. Like, you know,
Did you say superimpose?
Yeah.
I think superimpose is a very appropriate thing. I haven't thought of that word. Thank you very much. It really it describes a whole hell of a lot of what's going on around
it does.
Here.
And it gets crazier every day. Every day.
So we just need to go about with our lives. I'm tired of the gas. I'm up $20 a day just to drive around. It's a damn disgrace.
Yes, it is.
Well, Red Top, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You know, I've learned I don't really wake up in the day until I... You know, getting a shouting match with one of my elders. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. I'll see you.
See you, Red Top.
272-9228. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. They're a fine antique and estate jewelry store located right here in Montgomery, Alabama. Troop Booth, he's the expert when it comes to antique jewelry items. Trained at the Gemological Institute of America. He's also been working in the family business. Heirloom Jewelers, it's a 40-plus year business. So he's been there a while, learned the tricks of the trade, and he has the official formal expertise, a network of buyers and sellers in the fine antique jewelry market all over the country. And so what does that mean for you? Well, it means he has the latest fashions that are very popular here in the River Region, and he has them for an incredible price. It also means that he can buy from you at a great value. So if you're looking to sell some of your antique jewelry items, call up Troop Booth at 260-0066 or go online to heirloomjewelers.com. Make an appointment. Then you'll bring your items in on the appointed day and time. Troop will look them over and he'll give you an offer. And if you agree to the value then and there, you get paid right then and there. Give you a check that can be deposited at your earliest convenience. And if you're looking to buy, you can also buy at heirloomjewelers.com or stop by the showroom. And when you use the promo code Joey. That was a weird echo. J-O-E-Y. Online or in person, just say my name in person. You'll get 10% off all your fine antique jewelry purchases. Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers, it's just that easy with them. Check them out today. More news and views from 9 till noon. When we come back.
Joey.
Let's stop that. Stop that right now.
Across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark. $159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Poor Neera Tanden withdraws her nomination to be director of the Office of Management and Budget.
Why, Joey? No one liked her?
Because she's an ass. And believe you me, I know what you it don't? Means to be an ass. All right.
Takes one to know one, John?
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
I mean, I can be sweet. I sure. can be considerate. I can be sympathetic,
like a
empathetic.
Sour Patch Kid.
Right. I can sometimes even be wise, but mostly, I'm an ass. 272-9228. So, Tanden withdraws. And yesterday, the House of Representatives, not for the state, but for the nation, passed what they call H.R. 1.
Yes.
Yeah. They want to, you know, all the rule changes because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the reasoning.
Right, just the
because
pandemic.
Because of the pandemic.
Correct.
Because people don't want to get in big crowds. They don't want to get in big lines to go vote. I mean, we don't want to risk it. There's that freaky looking bus ticket. Look at that. You can see it on the TV.
I think, you remember that movie?
Who was high when they made that?
Lionel Richie, Is It Me You're Looking For? There's a video where it's a blind girl and she makes a bust. I think that's it.
But because of the pandemic, because of the pandemic, they had to change voting rules. And one of the big changes was mass mail-in voting, where you just send out ballots all over the place, to all the different residences all over the country. You even had exceptions where you didn't even have to bring in your ballot yourself. You had Dropbox locations.
Right.
All
side
these
of the road.
Sorts of things. And the reason for this was the pandemic. Well, H.R. 1 that the Democrats passed yesterday would just make all these changes permanent. Because maybe there'll be another pandemic? You know, the big issue with a lot of these discussions about voting is that if you want people to trust the process, then you know, we've heard not even the appearance of a conflict of interest. Not even the appearance of impropriety. Well, when you open up the balloting system and you can vote for days and days on end, so it's not election day, but, you know, election season, election month, you're opening up a lot of room for the appearance of impropriety. And you're opening up, well, possible developments that if this was not the United States, but say Belarus, everybody on God's green earth that's important, you know, would say, oh, there's some election meddling going on there. This is just simply a power play. And all it is trying to set up, what do they call it? A vote bank. Yeah, let's just solidify a vote bank. Because when you want to have access to the vote and you want to participate in democracy, which, by the way, democracy is great, but the politics around it is just awful. Democracy really means just when my side gets in power and has control. But if you want to participate in democracy, yes, you would need access to the vote. Also, if somebody is cheating, that undermines your access. It's like, hey, I saved $100 this year, but the Federal Reserve created, you know, trillions more out of thin air. So my $100 is not worth today what it was worth yesterday. Doing the same way with the vote.
You know, it was
they're cheating you out of it.
A Republican that voted for that. One Republican out of Texas. I'm really shocked. Two Democrats voted against it.
Well, we'll see where this goes. I doubt H.R. 1 will make its way through the Senate.
Sure hope not, man.
But then it'll be time to talk about the filibuster. And hopefully, because Manchin said, Jiminy Crickets, do you not understand? Never! I'm like, whoa there, Joe. Didn't know we all cursed like that. West Virginia? My goodness.
West Virginia, my God.
He's got that Neanderthal blood in him. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Jason. Hey, Jason.
What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing all right.
I'm doing all right. First thing, I heard the comments about the virtual commemoration of the 7th of March. Whether they do it on virtual or in person doesn't really matter. But I won't clutch my pearls over, you know, what someone says about the march one way or the other. But when you still got people alive right here in our community that got their heads bashed in on the bridge, I honestly think you probably should, if you feel some type of way about it, especially if you're going to kind of dismiss them or dismiss the commemoration, I think you probably should keep that to yourself. If you got the freedom to say whatever you want, even if it's dumb, but I just feel like you probably owe that to your neighbors, probably to at least acknowledge that, you know, it's more than just something you can just kind of dismiss.
Well, we'll see if Red Top takes your advice.
He probably won't, given you know, my impressions of him and his comments, but, you know.
What are those impressions?
I just think it's disrespectful to kind of dismiss that, given you got people right here who experienced it firsthand and, I mean, literally had their heads bashed in, and you just kind of pretend like, oh, what does it matter? And it's like, like, that's just dumb. Like, it's completely disrespectful. And for the same person that would clutch their pearls and decry taking down a statue of Robert E. Lee or whatever, and you're like, what? Like, it's just dumb because Robert E. Lee is dead and can't speak, but you got people still here alive who are your neighbors, and you just dismiss them like it don't matter. And it's like, I just don't appreciate it, so I felt like commenting on it. But the other thing I would comment on with the voting rights thing, that the H.R. 1, if I'm still waiting on the Kraken, if I'm being honest. I'm waiting on...
Well, I think the Kraken, like sailors of old, was a mythical beast, Jason.
Slade.
Right, and I think you know, the 21st century, Prometheus already killed the Kraken before Sydney was ever able to get him.
Though, could you imagine if you are like Sidney Powell, like a sailor long lost at sea, and you actually see the Kraken? And it's like the singing frog in those early Looney Tunes movies. It's like, I swear the frog was singing just a second ago. Burp. I'm not saying she actually saw the singing frog or actually witnessed the Kraken, but, man, can you imagine? And then nobody believes you.
Well, that talk, along with the MyPillow guy, the orange guy that's currently not banned on Twitter and out of office, that is what has created all of, it hadn't created it all. It was there before them. They've exacerbated it. The conversation about election fraud and whatever. In 2020, Republicans gained more seats than they lost, period. And Texas also changed their voting law. North Carolina changed their voting law. And the preponderance of evidence is, if there is fraud, Republicans benefited too. But that's not the issue. The issue is, Trump lost. Trump lost. The logical reason for why Trump lost is more people did not like him, so they did not vote for him. Mm-hmm. But instead, they vote some Republicans. You got Arizona, where you got the McCain. McCain's wife lobbied for Biden because she didn't like Trump, because Trump was a scumbag or is a scumbag. Mm-hmm. She didn't like him. You got in Georgia, you had Republicans in Georgia not vote for Trump, but they voted for Perdue. So you can parse this in a way that makes sense, that doesn't involve some Kraken or some nefarious cabal of people, including the Republican governor of Georgia, the secretary of state, every county clerk, every legislator that in every state that verified the vote.
You could say they stole it fair and square.
They stole it fair and square. How did they steal it?
They changed the rules in broad daylight, and I would encourage you to read that.
In Georgia?
Yeah, they changed the rules in Georgia, yes. They changed the rules in Pennsylvania. They changed the rules in Wisconsin and Michigan. Changed the rules in Pennsylvania.
They changed them in Texas and North Carolina too. So, would you contend that that those races were also stolen? Fairly?
Who changed it? The legislature or some executive branch official?
Yes. No, the governor Abbott changed their voting. Extended the voting period in Texas. So would you consider that?
Well, Jason, I'll put it this way. I've said much worse about democracy and elections in the last 5-6 years I've been on these airwaves able to use my voice than anybody saying, this election was stolen.
I don't know what that has to do with what we're talking about right now.
I think almost every election is stolen. It's an advance auction on stolen goods. It's an excuse for the ruling elite to do more in the name of the people, when they hardly ever speak or look out for the people, or the folks they claim to be looking out for. It's the bludgeoning of the people by the people for the people.
I can give you that whole George Carlin stick, right? That was one of his famous stand up. Was like, who's really running the country? And he goes down that line.
Yeah, it goes back further than Carlin.
It does, but I could give you that if the major focus was dispersed across Democrat and Republican, because the current conversation is not about Republicans stealing elections. It's about Democrats changing rules, and all of a sudden now they're just big steal, and then you, on specifically on 93.1, y'all ain't talking about Republicans stealing nothing. Y'all pretend like it don't matter, and gerrymandering doesn't exist, right? Shelby County in 2015 didn't come out of federal regulation for preventing black people from voting rights, disenfranchising black people. You pretend that, you don't mention that, but you will say, this expanding voting makes room for fraud.
What's the solution to gerrymandering? Even when you had preclearance or Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act in place, what's the solution to gerrymandering? Because I don't see a clear solution to gerrymandering. It's been going on forever.
The solution for gerrymandering is not letting politicians draw districts, period.
Who draws the districts?
The rules for drawing the district are pretty finite. They're pretty equal number of people in the district. Mm. The districts have to be geographically contiguous. And there's I can't remember all of them, But that's something you could program a computer to do. Just draw the district.
Yeah, I don't think it's that easy. I would humbly suggest you look up the jurisprudence history of gerrymandering and ways people have tried to solve it. It's not that easy.
That may not be the perfect solution, but having the people that benefit from the vote drawing the district is the wrong way to do it, period. The person, if you're going to be a politician, you should not be able to decide your voter, because you're always going to pick the way that benefits you. And so that's why in front of the Supreme Court right now, the Arizona case to uphold the changes that they're trying to make, to the voting law, their attorney literally stood there in front of the court and said, well, if a policy or law is done in such a way to where it unequally and negatively impacts minority, it's still lost because we benefit as a party.
Jason,
that's not right.
I hear you. Let's zoom out.
That's not right.
Let's zoom out for a second and go back to the point I made earlier right before I took your call. The appearance of impropriety. And right now, what is happening is both sides, to your point, I'm trying to reach out and agree here, both sides are trying to change laws to their advantage and to their political power. And because both sides are trying to change laws to their advantage and to their political power in order to win elections, in order to screw over their voters that they bank on, nobody trusts the system unless their side, of course, wins. And so if we're going to have actual trust in our God-given democracy, then everybody needs to grow the hell up a bit. And you need to have an open-handed, even good-faith conversation. But I doubt that's going to happen, whether it's here locally or with Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell in the national level. And this is...
It's not going to happen because the people that vote for them don't hold them to account. That's why. And that's the other...
How do you hold them to account?
You don't vote for them. We voted for Florida Man in Alabama. Florida Man is our senator right now. Seriously. Florida Man is our senator.
Yeah, the guy who's lived in Auburn for years.
Literally moved here to run for Senate from Florida. Yeah. We voted for that guy.
Right, okay.
That's who we voted for. And then when Florida Man doesn't get anything accomplished, all of a sudden, Florida Man isn't for us. You voted for
him! So we need to vote for people in order to fix the integrity of the vote?
You need to vote for the people that you can at least to some extent expect to represent you. I mean, we have a representative democracy, right? So if you vote for a person that's not representing you, that's your fault.
In theory, that's what we have. I don't know if that's actually what we have.
Well, then why vote? Why get on the radio and care about who's in office? And if that's the fact, why be Republican, Democrat? Why vote?
You're asking great questions.
Maybe we should
care about issues and how we actually look out for one another instead of falling for all these tricks of these politicians.
Sure.
And uphold our actual liberties and how we can work together besides the political process.
Exactly. That would make sense, but that's not what we go with, right?
That's what I'm trying to push. I appreciate it, Jason. I got to run.
All right.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. I've been stealing it for years, long before 2020, folks. I'm taking all of us for a ride. We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender. Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is good. This is the best day of the week weather-wise with the warming trend continuing. High temperatures today will be in the lower 70s. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear. A little chilly, but actually close to normal. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. We should be dry during the day tomorrow, but a chance of a few showers late Friday night. Lots of sunshine this weekend. High temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Could Elon Musk hurry up already? I want to get off planet. I'd love to get off planet, and I ain't flying with Bezos.
Dude, I saw an interview with Elon Musk. It had to be early 2000.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a wreck. He's the biggest, nerdiest looking dude you've ever seen. Buck-tooth, bald. But he's got this hot model on his side.
Nerds, man.
I'm telling you,
they're,
man,
they're taking over the world.
And he was doing his typical nerd talk, which, you know, brought me in, but I just couldn't get over how much better he looks now.
Women like big brains.
Apparently they like buck tooth and bald men as well, with big wallets.
And big brains.
But he
hey, the rocket plays.
Now you're right about that.
272-9228. 272-9228. Tiger, welcome.
Hey, how's everything going?
All right.
Yeah, that was an interesting conversation that you guys were having before, but fill me in. What did Red Top say? Because I didn't hear his end of it.
He thought it was laughable that the Selma to Montgomery March reenactment is going to be virtual.
Okay, but was he disrespecting anything, or was he just saying it was...
No, he was being his usual self. Like, I've been around for all these reenactments.
Oh, so he goes to the reenactment? No. He goes down to Selma and marches across
he recounted that he saw the first one. He was probably like 11 or 12 years old when the march went by his dad's grocery store. And that was...
Okay, so he doesn't need to be attacked right now. Is that what you're telling me?
People will be attacked, you know.
Okay. I wasn't sure exactly what he had said, but it was an interesting conversation that you guys were having just now. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what Red Top said, because the last time I had an argument with him was about those Jesus 2020 signs, when he said that they didn't need to be up. And
yeah,
he was talking about
this is what
Trump
I'm saying,
signs, and I was like, you know, that's ridiculous.
Don't assume too much about Red Top based on one conversation.
I haven't argued with Red Top in a while, so I'll leave it alone.
And
that's all
you know, where I'm coming from, Tiger, and I know this is heresy, especially around here, and especially given the history and the fights that were done, but I think there's too much focus on who's going to vote for whom and how we're going to vote, and not enough focus on individual liberties and how we work together despite the vote in the political process. There's too much emphasis on the vote.
Yeah, we do that. We do that here, but I think we do things the right way here. Mm-hmm. Because if you notice all that stuff that we went through this summer, nothing was destroyed, nothing was tampered with, sure. And you know, we got through it because we're the city on the hill.
I mean, I didn't just mean Montgomery. I mean the general conversation about politics. But yeah, I hear where you're coming from with Montgomery. Yeah,
I got you. But yeah, that guy had some good points, and you guys had a good dialogue. But I just wasn't sure if Red Top's hands were clean on this. But it sounds like he might be okay. But you know, I had to check him last time when he was talking about Trump over Jesus, and you know, we're not having that in Alabama. All right.
Thanks, Tiger.
All right.
272-9228. Here, I've got to hit another break here. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because, well, he's been helping buyers and sellers here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas for over 40-plus years. He has 4 decades of experience where Bo has put together the Goodson Group, a great team that can help you buy a home, sell your home. They can even help you manage that rental property that you've invested in. It'll still be a performing asset, but for a reasonable fee, they'll manage it for you. And then Bo's experience, that 4 decades of experience, really comes into play at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the great state of Alabama. Very interactive course. You can get your real estate license. A lot of folks have gone through Bo's school and gotten that license, gone on to great success. And they also, even if you're not going for a license, can make you a more knowledgeable player here in the River Region real estate market. So check out the Goodson Group today online at thegoodsongroup.com, simple enough, or 551-0225, 551-0225. That's Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids, and you would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility. Call about our 50% off special for the month of March. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, or danblackstudios.net, and like us on Facebook.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Airnow Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice.